Make them hear you. Make them hear you.
This is Chris Moore with Make Them Hear You, explaining how you can have your voice heard before Congress. Donald Trump has just agreed to sell $350 billion in arms to Saudi Arabia and has decided to ignore human rights as a factor in our foreign policy. He boasted that the massive increase in arms sales to the Saudis will mean more jobs, just as he brags that gutting environmental regulations will bring, you guessed it, more jobs. Then, to the pleasure of the Israelis, he visited East Jerusalem, which Palestinians claim is their own. Back here at home, the Trump budget for 2018 and beyond has just been released. Here's how it will impact your health. It includes $800 billion in cuts in Medicaid over the next decade. He is also asking Congress for major spending cuts in medical research, disease prevention, and health insurance for the 5.6 million children of the working poor. The National Cancer Institute gets a $1 billion cut. The National Heart, Lung, and Blood Institute will lose over $500 million. And the National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Diseases loses almost $1 billion. The National Institutes of Health, all told, will lose $6 billion, or a cut of over 20%. The Affordable Care Act will see a 20% cut in subsidies. EPA funding will drop over 30%, and that will affect our health as well. AIDS and STD prevention will see drastic cuts, as will programs to prevent diabetes, heart disease, stroke, and obesity. The Center on Birth Defects will see a 26% cut in spite of the ongoing Zika crisis. The Food and Drug Administration will see a 30% cut. That just about covers everybody, doesn't it? Our Senator Cory Gardner publicly opposes the Medicaid cuts. Senator John Cornyn of Texas says the Trump budget is a non-starter. Other Republicans, even, concerned about the 2018 election, are eyeing this budget with skepticism as they analyze the health effects of the Trump budget cuts on their own constituents. The budget also calls for block grants to the states to help cover medical costs, but states will have less money to work with from the federal government than they do now and will have to shoulder much bigger costs or just cut back on assistance. The Trump budget has just been released in its entirety. We have been talking about the impact this budget will have on America's health, but there is much more to look at here. If you are concerned about the Trump budget and its potential impact on our health, you can contact your representative or senators and share your concerns. This is Chris Moore with Make Them Hear You.